This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as I broadcast live from my flagship station here, AM 860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, to my from my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations all across the country and in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet, streaming online. Tomorrow's news tonight here on this program. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, and to our first responders, EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for helping keep us free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, too, and all the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. And joining us on the weekend edition, we've got Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline in exclamation points around it the statement, under God, because our great country was formed on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, we're starting out the program tonight. The big news right now coming out of Iran is the Iranian military admitted to accidentally shooting down the Ukrainian airliner with a missile, killing all 176 aboard. Now, that's going to open the floodgate wide open for the international courts to start a lawsuit. But, again, the people from the United Kingdom, the people from the Ukraine, the people from Canada, that's grounds for, again, starting a war.
Well, exactly right, and it's a very, very sad situation, obviously, and again, 176 people lost their lives, and what I'm wondering about, Captain, is, of course, early on, the Tehran government tried to make everybody believe that there was no way that a missile had shot down the aircraft or anything like that. Also, Captain, we've seen some very questionable things happening there at the crash site.
Oh, you mean the bulldozers?
The bulldozers.
Yeah, that's a big no-no. Never, ever, never. And by the way, what they're doing is they're pushing the debris into a pile, into one area.
Exactly. And whenever something like this happens, all of the evidence has to be cataloged. It's painstaking, and they knew exactly what they were doing. I think they were trying to literally get away with this and call it Western propaganda, but, of course, there was so much other evidence that was already coming out into the public domain. I don't think that they could try that any longer.
Right, and we're hearing from Richard the Marine in Oregon. He's talking about the weather out there where he's at. I'm going to read exactly what it says here because they got some really bad weather out there. And Richard the Marine in Oregon, is saying, and I quote, "Good morning, Captain. Big storm out here, dangerous waves on the beach, lightning and high winds hanging on." Florence, Oregon. Well, at least you're not in the mountains there, Richard, because in the mountains are getting dumped on big time snow. And we'll talk all about that during the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Now, the other thing, that's making news right now, tonight, as well you might think it would be, is the fact that we've had another earthquake in Puerto Rico. And on top of the earthquake that they had, which was 6.4, I think, and then they had a 4-point-something before that, they just had one that was 5.2 that shook the rafters. And by the way, every time they have this, if there's structural damage, more buildings come down.
Exactly right, Captain. And being a resident here in Southern California for many, many years, my
you mean the shake, rattle, and roll capital.
Exactly. Yeah, my heart just goes out to the good folks in Puerto Rico who are enduring literally quake after quake. Typically, you know, here in Southern California, we've had quakes and then some large ones, and then you have aftershocks. But this seems to be coming one after the other, and it is scaring people. A lot of people are sleeping outside, and also they're looking, as you mentioned, the structural damage. And I don't think because it's not really prevalent in the area of Puerto Rico, so you may not have the same kind of building codes, you know, that would be required in places. Exactly. So these people are getting the double whammy, and it's really terrible. And not to mention, of course, the idea that there's the power plant, I think it's called the Costa Sur, and that's under heavy damage, and so the future for even generating power is looking bleak right now.
Well, that power plant was damaged the first time around by the hurricane that went through there, and they had a lot of problems trying to get it back up online, and it wasn't operating at 100% capacity, is my understanding from the listeners from our affiliate down there in San Juan. And hello, San Juan, Puerto Rico, tonight. Welcome you aboard and everybody down in the Caribbean listening to us. But anyway, and that's AM 1000. Not only was the power not operating at 100% efficiency, when they had their first couple of hurricanes, the first couple of earthquakes here in this last week, it knocked it back offline again. And I don't know that every area has power down there yet. And this further earthquake right there in the same area has caused more damage on top of the damage that was already there.
Exactly right. And enduring some 120 aftershocks is really something. And again, already on top of all the stuff from the hurricane and so forth, this is really a real tragedy going on. And I know that the United States is going to be bringing more aid.
All right. And we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Nancy Pelosi. Is the game over? Because she said she's going to release the impeachment articles next week. Does that mean game over? And we can get to the everything going on here, because they say that trial is going to last about 6 weeks if they do, in fact, have the trial. I'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Plenty more coming your way.
Hi, this is Wade Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain.
The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy, just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
And you know, I want to thank everybody that's out there that listens to this show on a regular basis, and the new listeners too, because you have made this show the fastest growing overnight radio show in America. We have gone from 5 years ago, six affiliates to 200 and something right now, all the different means, all the different ways that you can hear us, including all the different apps that are out there, iHeart and TuneIn and GCN Live and all the Salem stations and all the independent stations. They've all got streams and all that, and there's no reason to not hear us either on the Internet or live in living color on the radio. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is something that I've been taking for 3 years and 10 months to be exact, and I had nagging pain, just aches and pains from arthritis, and of course I've had ankle replacement surgery for the ankle that had to be replaced, my right foot. I almost lost my foot at the ankle. I've also had my spine fused, have back pain, and all of that was, you know, as you get older it gets worse, and arthritis sets in when you break something, so and I know most of you know that. So with the arthritis that I had, I was taking Mobic and Flexeril, which had side effects
next to it because it would make you dizzy when you weren't supposed to be. It would make you tired when you weren't supposed to be. And I can't do that doing a radio show. I have to be alert, wide awake, bushy-eyed, and all that stuff. So if you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, hip pain, knee pain, ankle pain, muscle aches, general pain at all, let me suggest that you try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start Plan right away. It's non-narcotic, all natural. You'll take three of the packets with the four capsules in it three times a day for 1 week. That's with meals. They suggest with meals. And then for the next 2 weeks, you'll take two per day. And you'll notice a difference. You should notice after the second week, and if not, after the third. And if it doesn't work for you for some reason, you're only out $20, $19.95. But if you like it and it works for you, the records here on our station, 81% of the people listening to my radio show continue on Relief Factor. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, and sign up for the 1995 3-week quick start. You'll be glad you did, and I've got a lot of people keep coming up to me telling me, Captain, it really works. Thank you very much. So that's relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Is it game over for Nancy Pelosi?
Well, that it remains to be seen if it's game over in the sense that she's finally going to transmit these articles of impeachment. And if she does, Captain, will she give her blessing, quote-unquote, to a fair trial in the Senate? Or will she still want to know, quote-unquote, what the arena is? I mean, I don't even know where to start with that from her.
Well, in the immediate aftermath of Nancy Pelosi's decision to hold the articles of impeachment rather than send them to the Senate, not even the most pro Pelosi hacks in existence could make sense of her strategy. And the same question ping-ponged through D.C. green rooms, is she really doing this? And Ben Dominic wrote a piece in The Federalist, and he said that her policy failed. She had a lot of pressure put on her by her own people, and she finally had to give in. She had no choice.
She had no choice, and early on, Captain, she actually had the right idea, and that was that the impeachment was too divisive. It wasn't something that she wanted to pursue in the political sense, but I think she did give in. And then once she did, it sort of became a quest. It became a quest for her, for Adam Schiff, for Jerry Nadler, and for the whole cast of characters. And in many ways, they gave in to people like AOC and the Squad, militant ideas somehow getting.
And I want to mention something about AOC. Now, AOC yesterday made news again. She did not pay her Democratic Party dues. You heard that, right?
Oh, yes, that's right, to the DCCC.
Right. Yeah. And because she did not pay her Democratic Party dues, they're upset about that, and they're demanding that she make the payment, and she's just ignoring them at the present time. But the other thing that she's doing, she is a multimillionaire now. She's made several million dollars, book deal and other things, correct?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the thing of it is she's giving money to people that agree with her line of thinking that are running against some Democratic incumbents around the country.
Yes, this is so important, Captain, that, you know, if this is all over $250,000, by the way, for her dues, to the DCCC or the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, and they're the ones that go out and help these, Democrat candidates.
Well, so, that $250,000, we should point out, is over a 3-year period.
Is over a 3-year period,
right.
That's right. And, but, so the idea, of course, is that she wants to, she's mad, essentially, that the Democrats are not going to be progressive enough, and she wants to help fundraise for others that are going to be more of her ilk with these very, you know, Democrat socialism and all
okay.
this other weird stuff.
Here's the problem, that they're not going to be progressive enough. The progressive enough bunch, the ones that are off the deep end to the left, are going to get their butts handed to them this year. AOC, in her own district, is not running very high on the popularity meter. Omar is not running very high, and the people in Minnesota are beginning to wake up. Thank you, Minnesota. But you got to continue the move there and support the great military and police officer that's running against her. That's a given. You got to do that. And then you got Tlaib, and Tlaib's numbers are not exactly all out of sight either.
Well, no, exactly, because people have very quickly figured out that these people ran for Congress not because they wanted to be members of Congress and do things that members of Congress do, per se, but that they have an agenda, and the agenda is to take power. And that's why they want to get more people in of their own ilk, their own ideology, very far left, you know, crazy stuff, because they have no use, Captain, for the traditional Democrat Party, the way the government is run, how the Constitution works, on and on. And it's just so blatantly obvious now, and I think you're right. I think they will get their butts handed to them.
Now, Nancy Pelosi just pushed through a resolution, not a bill, folks, a resolution aiming to limit President Trump's ability to hit Iran, even though the crisis is over. Well, why did she do that? Thursday's House passage of her War Powers resolution is almost certainly pure symbolism, because it means absolutely nothing. It's pointless. Nothing like this is going to pass in the Senate, and even if it did, constitutional status would be dubious, to say the least, of it, because the president has powers granted to him under the Constitution to do whatever it takes in a case of a national or international emergency to defend the interests of the United States of America.
Well, exactly. And what Pelosi and crew understand is that the American people see that President Trump is doing, number one, what he said he was going to do,
yep,
but also taking decisive action and acting like a president and doing things like taking out terrorist leaders. Exactly. And also helping to get jobs plentiful again in the country. And that's just anathema to Pelosi.
Now, because you said that, and that leads me into another segue, which we'll take into the final segment here of your hourly session with us. This dealing with Soleimani, that was one of two attempts that they went after, because they went after the Yemen Iranian Revolutionary Guard Quds commander that was there, who's been responsible for shooting missiles at the Saudi Arabian oil fields and refineries.
Well, right, and again, these are military targets that they are going after. It is not some kind of assassination plot of government officials that would be akin to American government officials. I don't even know where Nancy Pelosi was coming from when she made those kinds of comparisons. It's just not apples to apples. And you're right, there is more going on, and that's because President Trump is serious about going after terrorists. Proof's in the pudding.
And one other thing, President Trump and Secretary Mike Pompeo talked about the threats against four of our embassies, the plans that were put in place by Soleimani that he was directly responsible for, not only the Baghdad embassy, but other embassies across the Middle East and possibly even in Africa. I'm just speculating on that one, because this is top secret need-to-know information, and the Democrats know this. And then they're going, well, we don't know if it's true or not because we haven't been told. They know they can't tell about it because it would reveal how the information would reveal what we knew and how we knew it.
Exactly. And if the situation were reversed and President Obama had to make some kind of action,
they wouldn't even be talking.
Exactly right. But
we get it, right?
Well, of course we do. Yeah, because it's all about trying to destabilize the American government under President Trump for their own political gain. And I hate to say that, but that's evidently what's going on. And the American voter, Captain, whether Republican or Democrat or independent, they've had enough of that.
Hold on. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch Weekend Edition. We're on all across the country on the radio, and we add some stations on the weekend, so there's some additional stations that come aboard. Welcome to them for picking us up on the weekend. Hey, how about carrying us during the week, too? How about that? I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says he believes multiple U.S. embassies would have been attacked if the United States did not target a top Iranian terrorist.
I can reveal that I believe it would have been four embassies.
The president ordered the airstrike that killed Qasem Soleimani last week. He made the remarks during an interview with Fox News' Laura Ingraham. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is moving forward with the impeachment process. She's planning on sending the two articles of impeachment to the Senate next week for trial. Republican Congressman Steve Scalise of Louisiana says it's about time.
This idea that one person out of 435 can make a decision that even if the House passes legislation and the motion to reconsider is tabled, then it goes to the Senate. Hopefully that's resolved by next week and that charade ends and we finally get true justice where it's disposed of.
This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you are accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my very good friends at the Geico Insurance Company. Now, Geico has a website. It's G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com. And Geico.com is where you can go, type in your zip code, and you'll find out not only who your local insurance agent is, but if you just want to ask Geico, say, what it would cost to compare car insurance rates or what you got with what they've got, or maybe your homeowners or maybe your renter's insurance, too, because they do all of the above, and they definitely represent me with my car insurance and my homeowner's insurance. Now, you'll find out that they offer coverage for your car, your truck that you're driving, also the motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV, the Sea-Doo or the Ski-Doo that you have, and they'll even help you with your homeowners and renters insurance, too, through the Geico.com website or your local Geico insurance agent. Just go to Geico.com, G-E-I-C-O, Geico.com, and type in your zip code, and the rest is easy. The rest is easy. All right, now I want to remind everybody today, I'll be up north of the Tampa Bay area, up in Brooksville, Florida, at the Two Guys Gun Show. Now,
Now, when it comes to gun shows, smaller is definitely better, and Two Guys Gun Shows are your preferred gun show because you can go there and you can see everything that's there, number one. And not only do they have guns, they have knives. And if you're a collector or aficionado of either one of those things, you'll be able to browse the tables with the most modern, up-to-date guns, plus a very large display of antique weapons from the Revolutionary, Civil, World War I, World War II, Korea, and Vietnam Wars. And, of course, they've got all the accessories that come along with guns and knives, too. So it'll be something for everybody to see. And, by the way, it is a family-friendly event. You can bring the kids along, especially the ones that want to go hunting with Daddy and all that sort of stuff. And I'll be there with the lovely Susie Q from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. today at the Hernando County Fairgrounds in Brooksville, Florida. Now, their gun show goes on up there for 2 days, January 11th and January 20th from 9 a.m. to 5. They also have a concealed carry class going on. Now, to find out more, you can go to twoguysshows.com, the website, that's twoguysshow.com, and you can actually sign up for the concealed carry course right there if you'd like to. And each day, about 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon, at the very latest, they have the concealed carry class. And if you want to get your permit to carry in Florida, you can go right there. You can also sign up at the gun show, Hernando County Fairgrounds, Two Guys Gun Show, Brooksville. And by the way, I'll see you there. So looking forward to meeting many of you there today up in Brooksville. All righty. Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Sorry I had to get all that stuff in there.
Oh, no problem. That sounds like a lot that's going to be going on. It sounds like a lot of fun.
Well, it is a lot of fun. We were down there, where were we at? Sarasota a couple of weeks ago, and met a lot of folks, made a lot of new friends, met a lot of old friends, and everybody had a really good time, and people were complimenting, you know, on what they had there, and there was something for everybody. I mean, you could go there not even thinking about guns and just look around and find something that would interest you. It was just that simple, especially when it comes to the antiques, because there was books, there was everything. Now, excuse me, I want to mention the fact that we're going to have on Martin Luther King Day a lot of celebrations across the country, correct?
Oh, of course, yes.
Well, in Virginia on Martin Luther King Day, they're going to have a very large gun rally, and already because of the rules that are taking place in Virginia, getting rid of, quote, assault rifles and some of these other things that they're trying to rush to get through, the gun owners and the folks that don't agree with that are going to have a big rally, and the authorities up here are very concerned about that.
Well, that's right. And, of course, we're hearing all kinds of rhetoric, not only from the authorities, but also from political analysts and so forth. And, in fact, one of the spokeswomen for Democrat Governor Ralph Northam said to one of the media outlets, everyone needs to work to turn down the rhetoric. And at the end of the day, this is about keeping people safe, talking about, of course, these gun laws that you're mentioning. But, you know, Captain, I think the people in Virginia understand how to keep people safe. They understand that these laws seem to be targeting them. And the real question is, why is the government trying to create this loggerhead, as it were, and, you know, turn up the rhetoric, as it were? Because law-abiding people that are gun owners aren't the problem. And they feel that they're being targeted in all this.
And AR, the initials AR, do not stand for assault rifle.
No.
Okay.
Don't.
An assault rifle, a true assault rifle, is a military-grade weapon. And those weapons have an M in front of them. M1, MA1, M14, M16, M4. Okay, that's an assault rifle, because not only are they a single shot, but they can be fired semi-automatic and or automatically in some cases. Depends on what you do to the weapon to make it that way. An AR is not the definition of an assault rifle. And a .223 caliber weapon, okay, which is a glorified .22 that you pull the trigger one time and you get one shot result, is not an assault weapon. And I'm sick and tired of the misrepresentation out there. And the people just keep buying it, the ones that don't know the guns, they just keep, oh, yeah, that's an assault rifle. Look at that. It's an AR-15. And they're looking at a BB gun.
Well, exactly right.
And I've seen plenty of those around with the kids with a BB gun, at least like an AR-15.
Exactly. I mean, and they could fool somebody into something, but
already has.
Yeah. But what you're talking about is what they actually are designed to do. But again, part of the fooling somebody is getting people to think all guns that even look a little bit scary, quote unquote, are somehow these things that we have to go out and ban. But what's also going on too, Captain, as I mentioned, you had the political commentators and so forth. Here's a quote from a professor at UCLA, talks about the idea, quote, the rhetoric seems more revolutionary than ever, unquote. And that's a little frightening for me because I don't think you're having people talking about having any kind of revolution, but they are very concerned, again, about whether or not they're being singled out, being law-abiding gun owners, carrying on the tradition of the Second Amendment in this country, and somehow if they speak up, now they're suddenly revolutionaries. That doesn't make any sense.
Well, go out into some of the urban, the wild areas of the country. Go up into Wyoming. Montana, go up in upstate New York, the Adirondacks, the Catskills, go up into the Black Mountains, go up into the Smoky Mountains, go up into the West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, go up in there where the people actually go out with a gun, with a rifle, and they hunt for their food.
Right. Oh, yeah, exactly right.
All right, people forget about that. There's people that do that. They go out and they'll shoot a partridge or a pheasant or a rabbit or maybe even a squirrel or a deer, and guess what? That's their food.
That's right. You know, and I think the approach, Captain, is really that we've dropped the ball on law enforcement or allowing the law enforcement agencies to really do their job.
Uh-huh.
And so that's a whole different story. If you have gun violence and people out there doing bad things, you have to enforce the law.
Well, I'm going to skip down to the little list that you got there a little bit, and I'm going to go down to CNN. CNN has agreed to pay a record $76 million labor settlement. What's that all about?
Well, what we understand, Captain, is that this goes back to 2003. CNN had gotten rid of a particular group that were running, I think, the cameras and so forth. They were unionized camera operators, and they brought in another group, and evidently CNN didn't abide by the negotiated contracts and so forth that were already there, even for the new people that came in, and they're having to go back and fix all that.
Now, they've had a bad week financially because they just had to give that group of kids, they lost a lawsuit there, settled out of court.
Exactly right. We don't know the number of what that is, but anybody who knows anything about the lawyers involved and so forth with Nicholas Sandman on his side would know that the settlement is probably going to be, let's just say, extremely
high. Well, it was $275 million, and I'll bet you right now they got $100 million.
Yeah, I think that easy, that's probably what it is. And again, we don't know for sure, but it's all sealed, but I wouldn't be surprised if that was.
And when they all show up driving Bentleys, we'll know that. It's true.
Right, exactly right. Well, again, look at what happened to Nicholas Sandman. Look at what happened, how his life was pretty much destroyed in the media over a very, 10 or 15 seconds.
And that clown, that AOC clown supporter, American Indian, the Democratic Socialist, which is what he was, I hope that the truth finally came out about him because we certainly were telling people about him.
Well, exactly.
He was a joke.
Well, and that's because, Captain, you're asking the right questions. And CNN and other reporting outlets, they didn't evidently care about asking any of the right questions.
Okay, well, look, tell us about your program, how to hear that.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you Monday morning. Have a great weekend.
You too, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And by the way, when we come back, there's been some tornadoes and some severe storm damage across the south, mid-south down to the deep south. And we'll get into all of that when we come back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report coming right up.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say. Pendavite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing, factory space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song for that left lane. Goes like this. Come on, baby. quarter cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a pair right feet, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Rode King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. Well, I was headed to Memphis, it was late one night, when me and another hang got in a radio fight. Well, he went to keyed his mic, but I took control of the show, because there ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle. He's Rooster Cruising. Ain't nothing wrong with his radio. And I remember those days of CB radio. It was fun, but now that I'm a ham radio operator and have been for a number of years, it was ridiculous. But anyway, let's get started here, because we got some really bad weather. A significant multifaceted storm is now impacting the eastern half of the U.S. all weekend long. It's not only rain, it's not only an ice storm, but it's also a major winter storm in some areas of the country. Let's get right to it. Now, the hazards, including, believe it or not, some record high temperatures to the eastern part of the United States out in front of this storm. Significant icing and snow will impact portions of the Plains, Midwest, and New England, with heavy rain and flooding just south of the wintry precipitation, with severe thunderstorms and tornadoes in the south. There's already been that, and damaging straight-line winds going along. Now, let's first start with the tornadic activity. We have a line of severe weather all the way from the Gulf up down around Houston, Texas, in a straight line on up through eastern Texas and then northwestern Louisiana through the central part of Arkansas, including Little Rock. Also some wintry weather through there, too, to complicate things. And then it kind of cuts off right up about, up into Missouri around the St. Louis area and a little bit west of there. Because where there's snow, there's snow. Where there's a winter storm warning, and I'll get into that right away here, winter storm warning in Kansas, the eastern one-third of Kansas, the northeastern part of Texas, a winter storm warning, snow generally across most of the western part of Texas, and then the central part of Oklahoma, an ice storm warning for the southeastern part of Missouri, going up I-44 towards Lebanon and whatnot. The western part, northwestern and central northern part of Missouri, a winter storm warning. Up into Iowa, the central and southeastern part of Iowa, winter storm warning. The northwestern part and the western half of Illinois, winter storm warning. The southeastern and central part of Wisconsin tonight, winter storm warning, with a general snow elsewhere. Most of Michigan, winter storm warning, and an ice storm warning in the Detroit area and up there towards Windsor, Ontario, and the Upper Peninsula, just general snow. Now, south of this freezing line, you've got rain across a lot of Indiana, rain across a lot of Illinois south of the snow, rain across parts of Missouri where there isn't snow, again icing conditions and others, and heavy snow, winter storm warning and others. Western Kentucky, you've got heavy rain and an area there that will come under flood watches and warnings, as it looks right now. Memphis, you've got severe weather warning coming into your area right now, and will be there for the next 2-3 hours. Rain out in front of that. And then in Mississippi, northeastern part of Mississippi, heavy rain and severe weather coming into the central part of Mississippi right now. That is moving to the east as we speak. And by morning, it'll be over somewhere around Alabama, and looks like it could be in the panhandle of Florida all the way up into the Carolinas and possibly Virginias. Now, going up into the northeastern part of the United States tonight, we have rain and snow mixed. from Erie, Pennsylvania, east, all the way to Buffalo, and then all the way across to Syracuse, and then north up through Oswego, all the way to Watertown. But you're going to have some rain. You're going to have some wintry precipitation mixed in with it. But up along the St. Lawrence Seaway, Watertown east, all the way to Vermont, and then beyond along the northern part of the United States, an ice storm warning all up and down through there. Now, by the time you get to the upper part of New Hampshire, it's snow. By the time you get into Maine, it's snow. The extreme northeastern part and northern part of Maine, Presque Isle certainly, and up in that area and up towards Nova Scotia, winter storm warning. Now, high winds are also out in front of this. There's winds blowing along in Georgia, Alabama, to Pensacola, Tallahassee area right now, central part of North Carolina, and all that is moving to the east. Now, let's go out west, not to be outdone. Washington State, we told you about this yesterday. This is the second storm of the two storms so far that's come across, and there's a third one out there inching its way towards the shoreline. You have got a winter storm warning all the way from east of St. Louis, I-5, all the way down to Oregon, all the way down through the central part of Oregon, all the way down to the Medford, Oregon area, just east of I-5, because I-5 west towards the coastline, you've got rain and you've got wind, but east in the mountainous areas, Snoqualmie, you're going to be throwing iron. You've got a winter storm warning. And over into Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, winter storm warning. Yakima, winter storm warning. 4th of July, winter storm warning. Western Montana is all pretty much under snow. The southwestern corner of Montana, down there by Idaho, winter storm warning. You've got a winter storm warning all the way down to Boise, Idaho. If you're on I-84, coming over Cabbage, winter storm warning. All the way down into Pendleton and then down towards Mount Hood. Nevada, you've got snow in the Reno area, but it looks like it's pretty much north right now along I-80. And then when you get across I-80 from Wendover, all the way over Wendover from about Battle Mountain, you're going to have snow there. Snow in the Salt Lake City area, north, south, east, west. Snow up into Montana, straight up 15. Snow into Wyoming. You'd also be running along with high winds in Wyoming. Snow over towards Laramie to Cheyenne. Snow in Denver to the west of Denver, I-70, upstairs up on the mountaintop. Frost and freeze warnings in central Colorado along the border with Kansas and Nebraska. And what a night for weather. If you're in the central part of the United States tonight, it's not going to be easy going because of the ice, because of the snow, and because of the heavy rain and the wind. That's all. That's a bad mixture when you're driving around at night. So you guys and gals, you make sure you're safe. And I don't know where Catwoman and Road Dog are tonight, but I'll tell you what, all this weather is right along their path, north, south, east, west. No matter how they're traveling, they'd be in it from one end of the run, Lafayette, Indiana, all the way down to the Dallas area, and then you'd be out of it again. So just be careful. Just be careful. Now, coming up, we're going to have Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. We're going to take a look at the headlines here when we take a break and see what's going on, see if anything's changed over in the Middle East, because it's a very volatile situation right now. And we're also keeping our eyes on what's going on in Washington, D.C. Now, the president did an interview on Fox tonight with Laura Ingraham. I watched that earlier. It was very interesting. We may get into some of that, and I do have some audio here from that. So don't go anywhere. We are coming right back with Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy, and we'll see how wide awake he is when he comes back, because Flip is wanting to know. Okay, Flip, we'll let you know. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch rolls along.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun. Come on now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.